right.
Baby girl got a caramel melanin. Eloquent, etiquette superb. She got double letter measurements. Double A's like a Duracell you put in your Walkman. She killing these hoes, put them in coffins. Seen her quite often, she stayed in apartments across from her loft in downtown of Washington. Seen cutie jogging, body tan and glossing. Lust of love, she which puddle have I fallen in? All I know it was at first sight. Bagged her the first try, probably could've smashed her the first night. Hunger low, but the thirst high. Met her on a Thursday at a BBQ, the 3rd of July. Saw her and saw fireworks. Shorty put my mind to work. I'm thinking of ways to get her out of skirt. Rabbit fatter than her out of shape Bugs Bunny. Bet if it got wet, I'm sure a penis gotta surf in it. Shit, we been kicking it for a minute. Nothing intimate, everything was just filled with innocence. Her mom's a dentist, her pop she didn't mention. She got a sibling named Dennis she was living with. And shorty say he's overprotective. Now I ain't trying to sneak over, fuck that shit, nah. Got my own pack, come over when you're free. Loft 003, door B, give your boy a ring. She did, you should've saw what she wore. The shit that made people eyeball her in the stores. The shit that make up sex X stalk a little more. The shit that made niggas drive and park and get out the door. Nothing, she gave me that McLovin' till I gave her some sauce that ain't made for a McNugget. Resting in my bed, her head laying on my stomach. Enjoying my day till she said, Jay, it's something that I gotta tell ya. I said, look, babe, whatever it is, can't wait till this Sarah Michelle Gellar movie go off. She looked at me swiftly, turned the screen off quickly, then hit me in the kidneys, playfully though. She said, I'm baby, no, but on a serious note, honey, I'm ready to go to the next level. Man, I'm thinking, but yeah, bezel on her ring finger, and that's a hell to the no. So I said, what you mean? She said, well, Mr. Dean, you need a Mrs. Right, well, I should be she. My eyes widened with speed, I sighed in a relief. Girlfriend is cool, but wifey not now, sheesh. And I ain't say that aloud, I ain't a fool. I nod, kissed her and smiled, nigga, I played it cool. And things was going smooth, we kept in on the low. Cause you know, the best relationships is never told. Causes less arguments. Shooting since she was my girl, she stayed less time at her apartment. More mine, I ain't mine. Heard her brother was a prick anyway, so that's fine. One night around 9, while we wind and dine. From time to time, her phone rung about 9 times. And that was kinda odd, but she said that somebody from her job trying to get her to fill in, but nah, she wasn't trying to do it. I paid no mind to it, excused herself from the table. She had to use it. She left her phone, he lit up with a text that said, baby, when you coming home? Now any other time, that'd be drama. But the name of the person said mama. She came back, finished what's on her plate. Said she was seeing her mama, then went her separate ways. And she said she was staying the night. Next day at work, I ran into my main Big Mike. He looked kinda down, his face had a frown. I asked what's on his mind, he told me sit down. Told me that he having problems with his girl. How she ain't faithful, and how she's in the girls. Said he had problems in the past with her cheating. And things she's doing it now, he truly believes it. And I replied, you can find someone better. Man, you deserve a queen and not a low down heifer. And whoever she messing with, pray for that fella. Cause he next to get played, your last dollar, I betcha. Got an interruption from the homegirl Heather, a middle-aged lady who had groove like Stella. She was our manager, walked up with a smile. Said last night for her was quite wild. A sescapade she had yesterday, making her lover call her mama cause her sex that great. We laughed. She asked, what's wrong with Big Mike? We gave her the scoop, she gave us some insight on woman. I asked them what they doing tonight. They replied, nothing, so I put out the invite. Dinner and drinks at my spot around 8:40. And while y'all there, y'all can finally meet shorty. They said, cool, I got home, told my boo the news. And cook up some of her famous lobster stew. I asked her, how's her mother? She said, spending time with her last night showed me why she love her. I asked about her brother, she hit me with a frown and she said, don't you ever mention that motherfucker. I said, come your venom queen, Cobra. I was seeing if you like to invite both of your people over. I never got to meet him, this'll be the perfect time. But her mother worked nice and her brother is out of town for 9 days. I told her, change, it's about time for company to slide through, go ahead and get fine. She kissed me and hopped in the bath. I got a knock at the door. Shoot, it was Mike when I asked, who was it? Nigga, you're early, homie, but fuck it. I'm glad you can make it. Is you thirsty? Is it something I can get you to drink? My nigga, what you be sipping? He said, I'll take a Long Island with 2 lemons. Said he stayed close, approximately 5 minutes. In apartments across the street is walking distance. I said, word? Shoot, so does my lady. her and her big brother. You know what? Maybe you know her. She'll be out in a few. And then I asked him if he ever heard back from his boo. He said that she still ain't caught him. I told him don't worry. I interrupted and said, baby, hurry up. She said, give me 10. And at the door, I got a ring. I looked through the peephole and saw this sexy thing. Miss Heather, thick as a winter sweater. Body so right, I wife, even if they be Heather. I let her in and gave her a seat. Who would've knew in a few would be standing on our feet? Baby said I'm coming out in like 3. Shoot, I smiled from cheek to cheek. You see my teeth. She opened the door, looking very sexy. Yes, she was sexy as Halle Berry. I grabbed her by the hand and kissed it very gently and said, let me introduce y'all to Cherry. They eyes got big, but not as wide as my chicks. I heard her, oh my God, you trifling bitch. From a man, then a my little miss. From a woman voice, why Cherry here behind the kid? My dumb ass looking lost, deep in thought. Said something stupid, have y'all met? Nah, then I put two and two together. Shoot, the chick she was calling her mommy was Heather. Mike the fool that called and she like whatever. Hit ignore constantly and called them back never. And I'm the idiot that fell for her lies. I just stared surprised with a look like why. And Mike's all fast and her face about to cry. And Heather's fine ass sitting back sipping wine. Cherry sneaky ass looking guilty, so it's time for her to come clean. But I don't wanna hear it. All your stuff over here, please get it. Playing with hearts, shoot, that business is serious. Pushing people to the edge, I ain't trying to get near it. A heartbreak, babe, that's what I've been fearing. I kicked her ass out, and Mike was right behind her. She had him strung out on that vagina. Before he left, he pulled out the steel and said, if I can have you, then no one will. Damn. To be continued. To be continued.